Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. Hey there. Welcome to this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today we are going to continue our teaching on Galatians. This is the third part of a three-part series. So if you haven't listened to the other two, I would go back and listen to those first. And it's going to make so much more sense. And so I've loved doing this Galatians series with you guys. You know, when the Lord asked me to start Revealing Jesus, He said, this is what I want you to do. Your message is going to be specifically Galatians, understanding the difference between law versus grace, and the true gospel. And so I'm so honored and grateful to partner with heaven to preach the true gospel. And it's really, really important what you guys hear, what I hear, even as a preacher, even as a New Covenant preacher, because when you're sitting under preaching and teaching that points you to the law and it points you to yourself and not to Jesus, it can be deadly. Absolutely deadly. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm being very honest. And this is why the Apostle Paul was so perturbed with the Galatian church, because it is affecting their ability to inherit from God. You know, we all want to inherit the blessings of God, everything that Jesus died to give us. But if we don't have a correct understanding of what He's done and the new covenant that He's brought us into, we won't be able to inherit. And so it's really, really important. And I, like so many people out there, I came to a point in my life where I was faced with a healing crisis. And you can look at my story and everything. I'm not going to share it all right now, but I was diagnosed with blood cancer, with Lyme disease, four different autoimmune disease, all of these things. And the Lord radically healed me, and He taught me about the new covenant and helped me receive my healing. And now what I do is I am a powerful preacher and teacher of the Word of God, because the enemy tried to steal, kill, and destroy because I did not know the gospel for myself. And I was sitting under preaching and teaching that never taught me the true gospel. And it's really, really important. It's no joke. And it's no joke to the Apostle Paul, and it's no joke to Jesus, who paid everything for us and wants us to have everything. The Bible calls the new covenant of grace is the ministry of the Spirit of life. The Apostle Paul says the Spirit of life brings life, while the ministry of sin and death, which is the law, produces death. And so it's really, really important what you're listening to. And so this is the third part. As I said, this is the recorded gospel preached by Paul in the book of Acts. This is chapter 13, 26 through 41. I pulled this out in the Amplified so you can see it as clear as possible. These are the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's read this together. Brothers, sons of Abraham's family and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of the salvation obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers who fail to recognize and understand both Jesus and the voices of the prophets, which were read every Sabbath, have fulfilled these very prophecies by condemning him. And though they found no cause or charge deserving death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And this is when they had finished carrying out everything that was written in Scripture about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days, 40 days, he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. And we are bringing you the good news of the promise made to our fathers, our ancestors, that God has completely fulfilled this promise to our children by raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, "You are my son. Today I have begotten, fathered you." And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, never again to return to decay in the grave, he has spoken in this way, "I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David, those blessings and mercies that were promised to him. For this reason," he also said in another psalm, "you will not allow your Holy One to see decay." For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was buried among his fathers and experienced decay in the grave. But he whom God raised to life did not experience decay in the grave. So let it be clearly known by you, brothers, that through him, Jesus, forgiveness of sins is being proclaimed to you. And through him, everyone who believes, who acknowledges Jesus as Lord and Savior and follows him is justified and declared free of guilt of all things from which you could not be justified and freed of guilt through the law of Moses. Therefore, be careful so that the things spoken of in the writings and the prophets does not come upon you. The Apostle Paul was referring to a prophecy that was a special judgment reserved for people who rejected Jesus while he was on the earth. This is verse 41. "Look, you mockers, and marvel and perish and vanish away, for I am doing a work in your days, a work which you will never believe, even if someone describes it to you, telling you about it in detail." And that is Acts 13, 26 through 41 in the Amplified. You see, that is the gospel right there. Justification through faith in Jesus Christ only, not through the law. You see, the only way that we could receive the forgiveness of sin and clearance of all guilt, the Bible calls it having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from an evil conscience. And what the Bible declares is an evil conscience is a conscience that is fixated on sin. It's not a conscience that doesn't, it's a conscience that it doesn't see the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's a conscience that's constantly fixated on ourselves and not on Jesus and on everything that he did for us. And so that's one of the amazing benefits there that God died to give us. And so when people come along saying, "Oh, you know, you're saved by grace through faith, but now you must keep the law to be holy," that's not the gospel. That's not what Jesus died to give you. So how do we inherit the promises? We inherit as sons of God. The Apostle Paul describes the crisis of faith that the Galatian believers were suffering because they heard a mixed gospel taught by false teachers who infiltrated the church. He reminds the new believers that it pleases God to reveal his son in each believer. Let's read Galatians 1 through 13, 1, 13 through 16 in the Amplified, to see exactly what I'm talking about. You have heard, now this is the Apostle Paul speaking, you have heard of my career and former manner of life in Judaism, and how I used to hunt down and persecute the church of God extensively and with fanatical zeal, tried my best to destroy it. And you have heard now how I surpassed many of my contemporaries among my countrymen in my advanced study of the laws of Judaism, as I was extremely loyal to the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had chosen me and set me apart before I was born and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles as the good news, the way of salvation, I did not immediately consult with anyone for guidance regarding God's call and his revelation to me. That is Galatians 1, 13 through 16, the Amplified. The Apostle Paul was literally murdering New Testament believers for their faith in Christ, because he was so zealous for the law. If the Apostle Paul, who was such a steward of the law, has now become one of the greatest apostles of grace to preach Christ among the Gentiles, what does it say about our freedom from religious law keeping? Now listen, I am not against having a holy morality. It is good to not murder. It is good to not steal. It is good to not do all of those things. But we do it out of love now. We don't do it out of obedience to commandments. We do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, it's very, very different. It produces humility and godly character, and it does not produce self-righteousness. I want to say this very clearly. The only time I see people standing in self-righteous judgment is when they don't realize that they themselves have been saved by grace. They have forgotten that all of their sins were forgiven, not of their work, but of the work of Christ. And so therefore, they're standing in self-righteous judgment. I actually had this experience about a month ago where I stood up and I gave a word about Christ being our wisdom. The cross of Christ being our wisdom is where justice and mercy, the justice and mercy of God met, and it met in the person of Jesus Christ. And the people couldn't seem to understand it. It was as if there was just a veil across their face and they couldn't hear it. And then someone else got up and gave a word. And they got up and they started condemning the sin of sinners outside of the church. And the entire church cheered. Beloved, this is not the new covenant. This is not the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, I am not surprised when sinners sin. We all had a sin nature that was passed down from Adam. We inherited it through our parents. It's no surprise that people of the world sin. To me, that is not surprising. What they don't have is the Holy Spirit now to walk after the Spirit, to not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Of course they're going to sin. They don't have the Holy Spirit to not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Why are you standing up and condemning people when my Bible says that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. What those people need to hear outside of the church, they know they're sinners. They know it. Their lives are broken. They're a mess. They're struggling in addictions. They're sick. They're tired. They're broke. They know that they are sinners. They know their life is a mess. But what they don't know is that Jesus paid every single price for them to have an abundant life, and he loves them, and he wants to cleanse them of their sin. And how they do that is they turn to him in faith. That's how that happens. But it doesn't happen by saying sinner, 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 sinner. That is not what does it. What does it is coming in low and slow, because you know that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that you yourself have been forgiven. Oh, gosh. You see, it's for a lack of actually preaching the true gospel, because if we understood that our sins are true, forgiven, we can come in low and we can stoop and we can wash another's feet just like Jesus has washed ours. That is Christ. That is Christ within you. That is Christ within you, the hope of glory right there. It's not self-righteous condemnation. Jesus himself, he had every right to step down into this world and bring a self-righteous condemnation on sinful man. And the only one who stood there, who could not throw a stone, chose not to. Who are you? Who are you to throw stones when the King of Righteousness himself chose to stoop and wash feet instead of throw stones? I'm fired up today. That is the true gospel right there. You see, when we receive God's righteousness, the gift of righteousness, and the Holy Spirit, which only comes through faith and Jesus's work and name, this is not the former covenant of religious law keeping based on Mosaic law. The Apostle Paul addresses the crisis of faith that the Galatian believers were suffering because they heard a mixed gospel who had infiltrated the church. In Galatians 3:5, Paul asks, "Does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?" I ask you today, does God give you his spirit and work miracles among you based on your goodness or his? And I'm going to give you the answer to that question. It's not very hard. But God gives you his spirit and works miracles among you as you hear of Christ. Right now, God is working miracles in your life as you're hearing of Christ. Hallelujah. If the Spirit of God that came through faith in Christ makes us sons of God, by which our hearts cry out, Abba, Father, so does every other blessing. Let's read Galatians 4, 1 through 7 in the Amplified. I'm going to get some tea. Hold on. Now, what I mean when I talk about children and their guardians is this. As long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, even though he is the future owner and master of all the estate. But he is under the authority of guardians and household administrators or managers until the date set by his father when he is of legal age. So also we, whether Jews or Gentiles, when we were children spiritually immature, kept like slaves under the elementary man-made religious philosophical teachings of the world. But when in God's plan, the proper time had fully come. God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the regulations of the law, so that he might redeem and liberate those who were under the law, that we who believe might be adopted as sons, as God's children, with all rights and full-grown members of a family. And because you really are his sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, a bondservant, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through the gracious act of God through Christ. That is Galatians 4, 1 through 7 in the Amplified. You see, it's through faith in Jesus' finished work that we inherit every blessing. By his stripes, we were healed. Through his poverty, we became rich. And by his painful separation on the cross from his Father, we forever draw near to God. It's time to inherit. I'm going to pray for you. Father in heaven, I thank you for all of those under the sound of my voice and those that will listen in the times to come. Father, I thank you that you have called them children of God. If they are believers, then they are children of God and they are sons of God. Father, I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you that as they have been hearing, God, you have been working miracles in their lives, God. So whatever they need right now, whether it's blessing in their finances, God, whether it's healing in their bodies, God, whether it's a miracle in their relationships, Father, I ask now in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, that you do according to the will of God in their lives, God, which is goodness. Goodness, 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 goodness. Thank you, Lord. I release this anointing, God, to do the impossible, to do a miracle in their life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I will have links from this episode in the show notes where you can connect with us and find out all the resources and things that we have at christinapereira.org. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.